From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, August 5th at 8:56. Chip Nellinger is on the line to talk about the opening market. But first, join the host of the Closing Market Report, Todd Gleason, today at 11 a.m. Central for a Farm Doc webinar on nitrogen management. Full details and a registration link are online at willag.org. You'll learn what 10 years of farm field data shows about nitrogen application rates and timing. The webinar is free. Register now at willag.org. The program starts at 11 o'clock today. And now Chip Nellinger's on the line. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. Seeing some mixed trade today. Obviously, this time of year, the market is highly focused on the crop condition report. So we did see that yesterday afternoon. Corn conditions unchanged at 73%, good to excellent. Still historically one of the strongest rated crops that we have seen in corn. We did also see some private estimates out, one by StoneX. That's closely watched as well. They came in at 188.1, and that's got the corn market under some pressure here. September corn futures down 1.5 at 385.5. December down 0.75 at 406.25. March futures down 0.75, 424 even. In the case of beans, we saw bean conditions actually drop 1% down to 69%, good to excellent. Some eastern Corn Belt states, particularly Illinois, seeing a drop in bean conditions. That has a little bit of strength in the bean market here. September soybeans up 7.25 at 982.5. November contract is up 7 cents right now, 10.01.5. January 26 futures up 6.75, now 7 cents, 10.20 even. The soy products are higher as well, with the September soy meal up 4.80 a ton, 281.80. September soy meal contract actually down 20 points right now at 54.20. Wheat also lower on the day. Harvest getting wrapped up, 86% completed on winter wheat harvest, right on pace with what our normal historical averages right now. September Chicago wheat down 4 cents at 512.75. December down 4.5 at 532.5. When you look at the Kansas City market, September's down 5.25 at 511.75. December down 5.5 at 532. With the front month Minneapolis wheat down 0.5 cent at 595.5. Mostly higher livestock trade. The live cattle again extending some gains. Strong gains seen yesterday. Follow through higher today. August live cattle up 182 at 232.72. The October's up 157 at 225.67. December's up 147, 226.47. October feeders up 180 right now, 334.20, with the November's up 182, 331.92. The hog market also seeing some gains here. October lean hogs up 50 cents, 91.42. December lean hogs up 40 at 83.85, with the February 26th hog contract up 22 at 85.97, Kimberly.